So I'd like to just conclude by riffing a little bit on the idea of a threefold gathering. So this is why I think it's appropriate that the library has accommodation for pilgrims. Adistana is already a place of gathering, gathering of people, meeting of old friends, sharing of inspiration. But a library itself is a chosen gathering of the wisdom of all the ages. If we think about it, we're surrounded by voices here, by people, great minds, poetic spirits. It's a sort of Mahasangha that we've got here. And the history of our own movements also here. There was a great moment when I was in there, I was unloading a box of volumes, and I found what I had in my hand was a bound copy of the very first FWBO newsletters from 1968. And on the second page, or the first newsletter one, was Bante's description of what he hoped for this new movement of his. So there it was, and there it is in there now, and you can go and look at it if you want. There's a sort of feeling that it's all here, out there for us now. The word gather has lots of connotations, of course. We can gather information systematically, and I think scholars will want to come here and research in their themes. But on the other hand, when you gather something, it might just be a kind of knowledge that you've sort of absorbed somehow from the atmosphere, you know, just from what's going on. You're not quite sure how. There's that image, which I can't source, which is very galling, but anyway, you'll know. It's of the idea of a spiritual teacher, learning from a teacher, being like the hem of your garment gathering dew from the grass in the early morning. It's that feeling of absorbing something. You could even wool gather. I mean, you could just allow your mind just to drift around as you sit here and look up at the sky, perhaps through these windows. And there's the gathering of beauty, like a bunch of flowers, gathering rosebuds while we may. So although the atmosphere of a library, it could have a kind of bad reputation as being rather desiccated, abstract, dry as dust. Well, it doesn't have to be like that. And in fact, what's good about it is it's something from our own culture that we can relate to, just as a place of quietness, calm, a space apart, somewhere where we can think, somewhere where the mind can be free to wander and make contact with other minds and the wisdom of other minds. When we were working on the library, I remember Satchalila looking at it from a distance. I think it must have been lit up that day, saying she thought it looked like the temple of Apollo. And I think it does have that feeling of being a kind of temple.